Time now for Steve's Fairy Tales. Steve?
Thank you, Morag. Well, boys and girls, tonight's fairy tale is called The Little Train. Once upon a time, there was a little train named Wally. And Wally was forever puffing and whistling because of his tender behind. And the engineer said, "What are you so upset about, Wally?" And Wally answered, "All I ever get is the local yard work, shunting freight cars for 8 hours or putting more bauxite into the aluminum siding. I want the big important runs up over the mountain." The engineer said he had never met anyone that anxious to get the run, and he told Wally that as far as the mountain was concerned, he didn't think he could make the grade. His engine was too small. Wally was very depressed. He went over to the bar for a couple of boilermakers, but even they couldn't give him a bigger engine. Wally realized he would never get a chance to do the mountain run. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Then one day there was an emergency. A very important boxcar of Fig Newtons had to be delivered over the mountain, and Wally was the only train available. The engineer told Wally that this was his big chance. "What's the hitch?" asked Wally. 2 7/8, he answered. "Great, it'll fit. Let's go." So they hitched the Fig Newtons to Wally's tender behind, and the little train started up the mountain. And for miles around, you could hear little Wally puffing, "I think I can, I think I can." And as the climb got steeper, "I could be wrong, I could be wrong." And when he got to the worst hill, "There's just no way, there's just no way." And as he reached the peak of the mountain, Wally started slowing down. "I'm really pooped. I'm really pooped." And with his last burst of steam, he made it over the peak. And the train began coasting down the other side. Wally beamed. I knew I could. And as he picked up speed, I got no brakes. And as he really started whipping, Holy Dinah. And a farmer saw Wally roaring by and shouted, "Hold those figs there, Newton, she's heading for the barn." But the engineer threw Wally into reverse, and after a lot of sparks and grinding metal, the train came to a stop. Wally breathed a sigh of relief. He had made it over the mountain. The engineer said, "It's no big deal. Whatever goes up has got to come down. Newton's law." But Wally didn't give a fig. He couldn't wait to get back to the local yard work and forget about the mountain. He'd learned a good lesson. A carload of Fig Newtons and getting the runs was just too hard on his tender behind. The end.